We begin with the latest from Afghanistan, where at least 47 people, including a prominent cleric, have been killed in a bomb explosion. It happened during Friday prayers at the biggest mosque in the western city of Herat. Witnesses say the pro-Taliban cleric Mujib Rahman Ansari and his group were on their way to the mosque. No one's yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Let's speak to Lutfulla Lutf, who's an Afghan journalist and political analyst. He joins us now live from Kabul. Good to have you with us. What more do we know about this attack and who might have been behind it?
Well, the information that I have is the official information is that 18 people had been killed and more than 20 people have been injured in today's attack in the western city of Herat in Afghanistan. As far as the question of who may be behind this attack, so far someone is yet to claim the responsibility for the attack. But there are different dynamics and different complications that one can talk about. This is not the first time that a religious scholar is the target of such attack. In the last few years, any religious scholar who had enjoyed a broad-based support across Afghanistan or different parts of Afghanistan, or who were like the supporter of the government, be it the previous republic or today's the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, they were the potential targets of such attack. It was a suicide attack, so apparently Daesh may claim responsibility for this, but it is yet to be known.
And what does it say for the prospects of peace and security in Afghanistan when such a high-profile figure could have been targeted like this?
Well, this is the continuation of the Grim saga that has been going on in Afghanistan for so many decades. The famous author Olaf Koiri, in his book *The Pathan*, say that unlike other wars, the wars in Afghanistan get uglier when they are over. So I think one would be under illusion to think and claim that there is full-fledged security across Afghanistan that the people can enjoy. This is the indication that there is much more to come, unfortunately, and at the end of the day, it will be the people of Afghanistan, the ordinary people, who will suffer. So it is not, I think, over yet. And I'm sad to say that the prospect is not good. And yes, there are some people who are entitled to drawing the picture of the future. But as far as I understand, the dynamics, the indications are such that we will be having a tough future ahead.
What about the timing of this particular attack, though? Is that significant?
The timing is also significant because, on the one hand, the Taliban are claiming that now there is full-fledged security across Afghanistan and that people don't have to worry. But on the other hand, if you see that this profile attack, which claimed the life of a high-profile religious pro-Taliban religious scholar, is, I think, that this will can detest or even also contest the claim that Taliban are making. So, and also there are some internal dynamic problems. The situation of Afghanistan, which is now under sanction by the U.S. and by other countries. So this is, I think, add to the complication, and also I think it's going to turn precarious more and more.
Good to talk to you, Lutfulla. Many thanks indeed for being with us. Lutfulla Lutf there in Kabul.